It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morano with KRWG News. There's a lot happening throughout the borderland. Desert exposure is on newsstands now. Fred Martino has a preview with editor Elva Oesterreich.
Elva, we begin this week with your column, and you talk about something we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a very long time in this area, and that's for things to, excuse the pun, take off at Spaceport America, at least Virgin Galactic anyway. Testing is going to be taking place there, and we hope that at least maybe, who knows, maybe in the next year, we'll actually get a date of when the first actual launch will happen, but they haven't committed to that. They haven't committed to a date, I know.
They haven't committed to a date, that's true, but they have brought in a lot of their people. There's 80 employees working there now, and those people are living in Doñana County and Sierra County, and their children are going to our schools, and then they've brought in the White Knight 2, which is the space plane that takes the spaceship up to the atmosphere. So they're just coming right along.
Yeah, and this is a passion of yours, isn't it? That's why you wrote a column about it, space.
It is a passion of mine because I've worked at several different newspapers in southern New Mexico in the past 20 or so years, and from all of those papers, I have been covering Spaceport America, and beginning with, even before that, the Ansari X Prize, which happened at Holloman Air Force Base in 2004. I was there at Spaceport when they broke ground, and I was there when they dedicated the runway. So it's been fun, and it's been fascinating.
All right. Well, I look forward to reading more in your column in Desert Exposure. We'll also read in Desert Exposure about an annual event that is very, very popular in Silver City. I actually was looking on their website and seeing that some of the things that you can do at this event are sold out already. It's the Gila River Festival.
So the Gila River Festival celebrates and honors the Gila River, one of the last entirely free-flowing rivers in New Mexico, or anywhere, really. And so this event starts out with some very interesting presentations and speakers to start with, and it goes on to the Gila River Extravaganza with music and parties. And the extravaganza starts with one of my favorite events, which is the parade, which features these gigantic puppets they call monsoon puppets. And they're like towering figures with colors and shapes. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be there for that. I look forward to it. Place I haven't been yet, but now I've got to go because you have a story in Desert Exposure about it, which is the tiny ghost town of Chloride in Sierra County.
A couple, one of whom is a chef who has been through a lot of training, have changed the bank building, the historical bank building, into a cafe. So now it's called the Chloride Bank Cafe. The building was built as a bank in 1884. It became a saloon. Now it's been resurrected. It still shows off the period pieces and is very authentic in its feel, but it has a very modern kitchen serving New Mexican American cuisine. And the chef just really likes to blend his chilies and his spices and design them to enhance the flavor, but not bring the heat.
All right. We also have a gardening column in Desert Exposure this week.
Patricia Hurley writes the Native Roots column. She's a nursery owner of long time, and she talks about pollinators, butterflies, and how to bring them to your yard and bring them to your garden. Creating pollinator-friendly gardens is not difficult, but there's a few little twists that you can do to help draw all those creatures in. And anybody's yard can be full of amazing Bugs. Yep, bugs.
Right.
All kinds of bugs are needed.
Well, we're almost out of time. I only got about 20 seconds. There's also a Harvest Festival. Where is that?
So the Members Valley Harvest Festival is in Members, New Mexico. It's at the San Lorenzo School, and it's on New Mexico Route 35 north of Silver City.
Elva, thank you so much. All that and more in this month's Desert Exposure.